When the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra took the stage for their season opening concert last September, there was no audience in the hall due to the global pandemic. Joanne Folletta said it really felt like they were just making music for one another. They really had to switch gears quickly to make everything happen. Their loyal fans were there, watching the concert online, and that inspired the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra to capture some of those memorable performances and turn them into a new recording. That new recording features Vivaldi's The Four Seasons and The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla. It's this week's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Joanne, we're going to start off talking about the Four Seasons recording. So I guess the first thing I should ask you is how it felt for you to walk out on that stage in Klein Hans Music Hall the first time you had an audience in the concert hall after the pandemic.
You know, Julie, what was strange about it is that we were all so nervous. Now, we've played 20 years of concerts together for large audiences in every kind of repertoire, not only in our hall, but in Carnegie Hall and lots of other places. But that day, we were all so nervous. We just hadn't seen anyone. And it was funny. We were laughing at each other about being nervous for a concert. But we got over that very quickly, and we loved it. Just hearing the sound of applause and knowing that musicians were watching us and listening live, and knowing that the audience was watching us and listening live. And they all said that it's so different than the video, you know, on your computer screen. Live music in a hall, because the hall is like an instrument in the middle of a beautiful instrument. There's nothing like it.
What was on the program for that first concert?
The first concert was a piece by Jesse Montgomery, Starburst. It was a small version of Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring, the original version for 13 instruments, and it was Vivaldi Four Seasons. Now, Julie, initially, we had a very big opening concert. I mean, we try and pull out all the stops when we give to our opening, but of course, that was not possible. So we decided that the most thrilling thing we could do with a small group for our audience was to feature Nicky Chui, our new concertmaster, who'd been with us only a couple of years, in the Four Seasons. And it was thrilling. It was so life-affirming for all of us. You know, when we first went on the stage, I got the sense that people were anxious. You know, we were sitting very far apart. We were all wearing masks. We had our little practice cubicles where we stayed in our little, you know, 9 feet by 9 feet area so that we wouldn't be too close to each other. We had to walk in one direction to get to the stage and one direction to leave the stage. Lots of different rules. So we were all a little anxious. But what happened, in 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of playing Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, everybody was smiling. And, you know, I couldn't see them smiling, but, you know, you can see them in their eyes. Their eyes were smiling. And I thought, okay, it's going to be all right. And I got the sense from them that they were saying, we know how to do this. We can do this. We can play this music that we know, even if it's not in exactly the same seating configuration, we are going to do this. And that joy meant so much to us that I can hear it in the recording. So we thought, okay, this is a recording that we need to share with others.
So there were people in the hall for the music that's on this new release?
No, no
audience. Okay.
We just played it for each other. And that is essentially what we did for most of our season, most of our 2020 to 2021. We played for each other. And it was actually very satisfying. It was a small group, much smaller than our normal 90-piece orchestra on the stage. But it was such a wonderful experience. We played music we didn't usually play with our large orchestra. Even Vivaldi, we'd never play with our big orchestra. So all of a sudden, we became a kind of niche chamber orchestra, a high-powered chamber orchestra, playing different things that we had never played before. And it was thrilling. And we played them for each other.
So I just want to make sure, when we talked about when you got back into the concert hall with an audience, you also played the Four Seasons?
No, we didn't.
Okay, that was what I was wondering, was what was on that concert program?
Oh my gosh, I have to go back. I can tell you the one we just finished our season with the live audience. We played Mozart Lind Symphony. We played a fantastic double clarinet concerto by Cromer. And we played, this is an interesting thing. We played Mahler, Songs of a Wayfarer, but in the version that Schoenberg made during the flu epidemic. Schoenberg made a number of Mahler arrangements, you know, distillations, making them a little bit smaller, because in the flu epidemic, you couldn't have large groups either. And I thought, that's very, very telling. And we should do that 100-year anniversary of the flu epidemic market. And as our epidemic is, our pandemic is becoming a thing of the past, we hope.
Let's talk about this new release. So this Vivaldi Four Seasons was done as like a streamed concert for your fans. Is that right? So there was an audience, an online audience that was experiencing this, but you were, as you said, playing for each other, not really knowing how the audience was responding. And so was that the experience you were very nervous about, was being on stage making this?
We were very nervous because, you know, there was a lot of fear around the pandemic then. Was it even safe to come and be with each other? But we needed to be with each other. You know, we couldn't bear it anymore, just being alone, making music ourselves. So, yes, we were very nervous. And I could tell that people were a bit fearful and also not being sure that they could play in this way. But we could. It was just amazing. The strength of music and the strength of musicians' training and their way of listening. In fact, Julie, I think that our playing in these less than ideal situations with more distance and with masks made us stronger because we had to communicate more vividly. We had to use our body more, maybe more actively. We had to listen more carefully. And I think we became a stronger orchestra because of that.
Why was it important to you to document this performance of the Four Seasons by including it on this recording?
It had to do, first of all, with Nicky's performance of it, which was thrilling. I mean, Nicky puts his own 21st century voice into this, but yet he's respectful of Vivaldi's gift to us. You know, there's a beautiful combination of tradition and also a very young man in the 21st century playing Vivaldi. But more than that, it's the Vivaldi gave us something that was very important to us. When we played this, we realized that this piece was written almost 300 years ago. I mean, it was like 298 years ago. And it was still completely relevant. The things that Vivaldi was writing about, you know, the coming alive in the spring and the voices of the birds. The summer thunderstorms. Drinking wine in the fall. Perils, but the pleasures of, you know, the snow in the winter. All of that, we know. We know all of that. So there was something affirming to us about, we understand Vivaldi, and that was 300 years ago. We can get through this. This is going to be a continuum. We we felt that we had a connection because of that music, because it was still so relevant. And it just gave us a feeling that life would go on, that that was the gift of life that he'd sent down, you know, the centuries, three centuries to us. And I can't tell you how much that helped us play that piece and believe that we would get through this.
Nicky Chewy, a 21st century violinist, what did he bring to the solo part that maybe was unique?
You know, I think he brought to it this kind of sort of tradition-free way of playing. You know, he was playing Vivaldi as if he had just discovered it, with clear eyes, you know, with clear head and clear eyes, reveling in the music, seeing a sense of humor in the music, loving the music, but not being burdened by how it was always played or how it should be played or how a certain violinist played it. He was playing it from his heart with love. He's playing it, of course, as a person who's heard Aaron Kernis's new piece and Jesse Montgomery's new work. And so that tempered his approach to it. And I think it was brilliant, brilliant technically, but also lighthearted and very relevant to our time.
What is your favorite season of Vivaldi's Four Seasons?
Well, I like autumn. Because there's something about this kind of sense of being in the fall and the vineyards being ripe with the grapes to make wine and enjoying that wine and just the colors of autumn. Maybe, Julie, it's because autumn is a very beautiful season in Buffalo, so it's a season that we prize. But I love that. I love that. And there's, you know, beautiful duets in autumn, too, between cello and violin, you know, with a continuo, cello continuo. But it's amazing how these pieces are ever fresh.
Vivaldi's Four Seasons is paired with The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla on this recording. And you have a guest violinist joining you, Tessa Lark. What is it about Tessa that made her a good fit for this performance?
Oh, she was perfect for this because the Piazzolla is from a mixture of his own background. Of course, he was Argentinian of Italian descent. His family were immigrants who moved to Argentina from Italy. He lived his childhood in New York City, in Harlem, in the middle of the jazz era. So he took all of that in. He studied with Gina Stera. He went to Paris and studied with Nadia Boulanger. So the person of Astor Piazzolla is already a complex prism of music. And Tessa is the same way. She not only plays classical music, but she plays bluegrass music. She plays jazz. She improvises. So her kind of loose and comfortable approach in playing Piazzolla made it really swing. I mean, it was so comfortable in her hands. And it's a great piece. You know, the tango music itself to me is very complicated. You know, and his tango is the Nuevo Tango. It's the new tango. He took what was a dying art form. It was moribund, the old tango. And in the filters that he had of jazz in New York and Paris studying and Gina Stera, he made something completely new, but he stayed true to what he felt the tango was. And he always said, the tango is a sad feeling disguised as a dance. Because he knew it was the music of immigrants. It was the music of the disenfranchised. It was the music of the poor people who knew they would never go home again. They could never go back to Europe. The Europeans who came to live in Argentina, they were always on the fringes. But in the tango, they found their soul. They found a way of understanding themselves. So Piazzolla knew that very sad core of what tango is, and Tessa was able to bring that to life.
Why was this an important work to highlight during the pandemic last fall?
It was important for us to feature 20th and 21st century music on our stage. Now, we were playing with a smaller group, and you can imagine we could have played a lot of classical music, Baroque music, but we wanted to offer people something that really belonged to their time. Now, Vivaldi is ageless, really, but the Piazzolla, I mean, this version that we played was actually put together in 1998. So it was very current, and I think that was important, too, to feature on our season works that were fresh and new and really born in our time. And this one certainly was. And the audience from their homes watching it loved it from what they told us. Our musicians enjoyed it so much. And Tessa just reveled in it. I mean, it was like her music.
Joanne, you were also marking the 100th birth anniversary of Astor Piazzolla. Why did you decide to do it with this particular work? He wrote hundreds of works.
He did, but this one, it, for me, is a masterpiece. And it also utilizes our orchestra in a different way. They became a kind of tango ensemble. You know, and seeing them play that way, hearing them play that way, was fun for the audience and for me. It was a different way of playing, so that's why we chose this one. And having Tessa with us was a great plus. I mean, she came as a great soloist, so.
Can you describe the atmosphere that Piazzolla is trying to create with his Four Seasons, please?
It's very different than Vivaldi. Vivaldi is actually talking about the seasons and the beautiful and challenging things that happen weather-wise in those seasons. But Piazzolla is talking about the people of Buenos Aires. It's all about the people. You can imagine them singing to each other. You can imagine them dancing. You can imagine them suffering and then picking themselves up again. It's totally about people and the soul of people and what gives them strength and what gives them courage. So it's a very different thing that the attributes of the seasons don't really feature as strongly as the sense of knowing those people in Buenos Aires.
His Four Seasons are much different than Vivaldi's Four Seasons. However, he does quote Vivaldi's Four Seasons. He also throws in hints of Bach and Pachelbel. Why does he decide to do that in this piece, do you think?
Well, you know, we know that he was inspired by the concept of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Of course, he was going back, and that was his inspiration, looking backwards. But the person who actually put those little quotes in was Desyatnikov, Leonid Desyatnikov. He's the one who loved this piece and actually made it workable, not as a solo, but for the orchestra. And he put in those little quotes. And they're very funny because sometimes they're sort of in the wrong key or they're a little dissonant because they're looking back to Vivaldi, maybe tongue in cheek, you know, maybe saying, oh, I love this piece, but, you know, I'm doing something new. And it's very funny to hear those little quotes and you know, to get a sense of Bach, to get a sense of Pachelbel canon in there. It's really fun.
The solo violinist is in the spotlight in this piece. However, the score also features a few moments for other players. Can you talk about some of those moments, like the solo cello in Autumn, for example?
Oh, it's beautiful. The solo cello plays a big role. And, you know, it's almost a conversation you get a feeling from maybe a husband and wife or a pair of sweethearts, and maybe not at the happiest time in their lives, but they're conversing with each other. And the emotion is so raw. The emotion is really there. And the cello has a major role in this. And that was beautiful. We have a wonderful principal cellist, actually from Russia, Roman Mekhanulov, who loves tango, and he played it like he owned it. This was his music. So all around, it was a great treat for us.
The album artwork, the cover of this CD, was created by a member of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra who discovered, I guess, kind of another talent during COVID. Could you talk a little bit about the artist and the design, please?
Yes, this absolutely surprised all of us. Our associate principal cellist, Fong Hu, is a brilliant musician, a lovely person. But I guess like others in the pandemic, people were looking for other things to do. And she started to paint just for her own pleasure. And she said to herself, she told me, what am I going to paint about? She said, well, I'll paint about the pieces we're rehearsing and playing. I mean, she found it so inspiring, again, because a lot of these pieces are not in our regular diet of Tchaikovsky symphonies and the big pieces that we do. So she started to paint what we were playing. And I only learned about this months after she was doing it. Someone told me, her stand partner, Roman, said, do you know that Fong is painting us? She's painting what we're playing. And she showed me the first painting, and it was the painting of a violin that she was inspired to paint during the Vivaldi. So we used it as our cover, and I think it's just beautiful. It's sort of impressionistic violin, but definitely with a sense of four regions, you know, with the colors of those seasons.
Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, a new recording celebrating Vivaldi's The Four Seasons and Piazzolla's The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. If you're enjoying New Classical Tracks, the best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word. Take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. And since you're clearly a music fan, let me tell you about another podcast you might like, the Piano Puzzler Podcast. Every week, host Fred Child invites composer Bruce Adolph into the studio to play one of his brilliant musical mind games. Bruce will take a familiar tune and disguise it in the style of a classical composer. And then a contestant calls in to try to solve the riddle. If you're up for the challenge, subscribe to the Piano Puzzler, wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media, with thanks to our producer, Valerie Kaler. I'm Julie Amacher.